Whaling was a booming business in the 1800s. By some estimates, it was more lucrative than the gold rush. Every spring, whaling ships would steam up the west coast to Alaska, following the sea ice as it melted back into the Arctic. They were chasing bowhead whales. Their blubber was used for oil and their baleen for women's corsets. It was a very dangerous trade. But it turns out the logbooks from those whaling ships are incredibly valuable for climate scientists today. Ashley Ahern has the story of one whaling season gone horribly wrong.
For the steamer Belvedere and her crew, the whaling season of 1897 started like other whaling seasons before it, according to the ship's logbook.
Steamer Belvedere departed San Francisco, March 9, 1897. At 3 p.m. took anchor, steamed to sea with a crew of 44 men, all told, bound to the Arctic Ocean.
Over the next month, the Belvedere steamed up the west coast, through the Aleutian Islands and north into the Bering Sea.
Made the ice at 3:30 p.m., barometer 29.5, latitude 60.27 north, longitude...
They're the words I use every day when I was an officer. The language hasn't changed that much, really. It's very familiar to me.
Kevin Wood was a merchant mariner before he went back to school to become a climate scientist. So he knows his way around a captain's logbook. Now he's leading a project with the University of Washington and NOAA that uses volunteers around the world to comb through thousands of pages of old ship's logs online. But they're not just looking for stories of adventure on the high seas. They're looking for...
data.
Recordings of temperature, barometric pressure, and ice location, like the one in the log entry you just heard.
And so we feed all the old data into this computer system and generate a forecast for every 6 hours. And from that, we can reconstruct the state of the atmosphere in the past.
Each of those data points from the ship's logs is kind of like a piece of a larger climate puzzle. By putting them all together, scientists can look back in time to see what the climate in the Arctic was like in the 1800s and how it compares to the Arctic today. And there's a big historical data gap to fill. Back then, the Arctic was uncharted, dangerous territory. Just about every year, ships would get trapped and crushed by the ice.
The ice, it's sometimes like flypaper. You can get just inside the ice edge, but they don't have enough power to do anything. So once they get closed in, that might be it for the season. They may just be stuck drifting around, and they may never come out again.
One whaling ship was caught in the ice and carried all the way to Siberia. The crew was found on board, starved to death and mummified in the Arctic winds. In the summer of 1897, though, things were going just fine for the Belvedere. But suddenly, in September, the weather turned and a massive flow of sea ice came down out of the Arctic Ocean. It pinned the Belvedere and six other ships against the Alaskan coast. The whalers tried to break free.
Friday, September 17th, 1897. Got within 300 yards of the water, all hand cutting and blasting ice. At 7 p.m., called the men aboard. Ship fast in the ice, about 10 ship lengths from open water.
They were trapped. Those 10 ship lengths of ice, that was all that stood between 200 men and a safe journey home. The months ticked by. October, November, December, January. Some of the men are lost on the ice. Some get scurvy. They hunt seals and polar bears when they can. It's dark all the time and so, so cold. The ice cracks and roars around them. One man has such a terrible case of syphilis and no medicine to treat it that he commits suicide by diving through a hole in the ice. But somehow, the whalers keep recording weather conditions in the ship's log.
Tuesday, February 22nd, 1898. Thermometer frozen, 36 below zero.
As horrible as it was for the whalers, for Kevin Wood, that winter of logbooks is a climate data gold mine.
So the neat thing is that it's their winter observations. So it's filling in a part of the map for us that's completely blank. And so that's just amazing.
But as Wood gathers more data and recreates ancient weather patterns with it, one thing is becoming alarmingly clear for him.
What's happening to the whalers is very unlikely to happen now because there's no ice. So when you compare ships being beset and crushed in the ice at Point Barrow to the satellite data that we have, there's no ice there, and there's hardly ever ice there, and certainly not enough to crush a ship. That's the difference.
16 whalers died on the ice in the winter of 1897 to 1898. The federal government sent an overland rescue mission to the Belvedere through the heart of Alaska in the middle of winter. The sea ice didn't melt away until July, setting the whalers free to finally make the journey home after 10 months in the Arctic. But what did they do instead? They stayed up there and kept whaling. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.